What's up, y'all? This is Rare Breed. Before we get into this video, hit that like button. And did you know you only getting access to 50% of my content? If you want access to everything, all you gotta do is join the Rare Breed regime for $5 a month via Patreon. You can read all the benefits to joining the Patreon on the screen right now. Now, this is what I need you guys to do to make this video and this channel go viral. First, hit the like button. Next, make sure you comment. I don't care what it is, as long as you keep it clean, you know how the tube get. Last thing you can do to help our channel grow is make sure you watch this video to the end. Now be sure to subscribe and hit the bell so you get notified when I drop a new video, because you know the tube like the berry mofos like me. So join me on MGTOW.TV, Reddit, BitChute, or Discord. Now back to our regularly scheduled program.
What do you think about female privilege? Is there such a thing?
No.
No.
Well, women aren't going to admit to having female privilege because that's a part of their manipulation game. Their whole game is playing victim so they can get attention and resources and be able to manipulate people by crying and acting like they have it so bad. So no, she's not going to admit that, or she's going to try not to admit it. But I think the main two things as far as female privilege is not having to take accountability for wrongdoing and getting something for nothing.
Oh?
Yes. There it is.
And what does it entail? Female privilege, what does it entail? What are the benefits for you as a beautiful woman like you are?
Manipulation.
Exactly. They'll tell themselves.
Thank you. We got it.
Okay, thank you.
That's exactly what we needed.
Why are men taught how to treat women, but women aren't taught how to treat men?
Wow.
Real quick, because men are looked at by society as just tools to provide for women and children. Period. Nobody gives a shit about how men are treated. Just go to work and provide for women and children. Other than that, you're not human.
Female privilege. They don't have to do anything, really. They can do what they want.
Mm-hmm.
How should women treat men?
Well, with respect and love. Mainly respect. And then love, kindness, and relax a little. American women seem to be very uptight, very demanding, always wanting stuff but never wanting to give. The men have to give 100%. Happy wife, happy life is the slogan. It's not happy husband, happy life. Which is bullshit.
Oh my.
Damn ads. Look, I'm coining the term right now. Happy hubby, life is lovely. Well, matter of fact, scratch that because you shouldn't get married. Yeah, forget that.
God.
Bougie on a budget because it is affordable. Felt like being in a bougie hotel.
No thanks.
Would you consider chivalry to be a female privilege?
No, because if chivalry is considered holding open a door or being courteous, I think that's a human thing. I would be courteous to a man or a woman in their respect, so I don't think chivalry is necessarily gender biased.
Well, once again, when it comes to that, though, isn't chivalry part of men being expected to pay on a first date?
Got her.
Men are typically expected to approach women and ask them out and pay for the date. I mean, that's part of chivalry, right? Women don't...
You see how quick she is to pass that mic off. Women don't like thinking deeply and being challenged about their logic. She's trying to pass that mic off quick.
Typically do that. Men are expected to do that. So isn't that something that's exclusively favoring women?
Not in 2021, no, because I know some bold women who are taking men out on first dates.
Well, right, but do you think that's the majority? I mean,
no,
does the exception disprove the rule?
Because I'm not doing it.
Can you name some controversial women's issues?
Equal pay. Abortion.
Yeah, abortion, for
abortion.
Sure.
Abortion. Equal pay.
Abortion would be a controversial woman's issue. Sexual freedom. Sexual immorality, almost. Women can have the freedom to do what they want. Men have to be on a leash or under control, or we don't have, we're subservient to women in the last 50 to 60 years.
Yeah, we got weak. You start giving women too much power and they took it and ran with it. They claimed they wanted equality, but they wanted superiority. But then they give men crap for being weak. So it's basically like, give me power. And then once you give them power, they like, why are you being such a weak punk who's not leading?
Our culture has gone that direction.
You have balls, right? That's where the sperm comes from. That's needed to put in the egg.
That's your reproduction system. What the fuck?
But if it, hold on.
You don't want a kid, okay. Then wear a condom. You don't want a kid, then it's so easy to put that little clip in your balls that you can take off at any time when you want to have children.
There's like 50 types of birth control for women. But women don't want accountability for anything. You got me pregnant, it's your fault. I played no part in this. No accountability whatsoever. And you can tell she got a bad attitude and she's masculine. See, me, I can look past her looks. Soon as I come in contact with her and see how she acts, I would want nothing to do with her. And most guys will still try to put up with it to try to hit because she's attractive. Not me. You got to get over that look stuff, fellas. We could tell just by hearing her talk for 10 seconds, she's garbage on the inside. And that makes her looks null and void.
Why is it that a woman can only have one kid per 9 months and it's regulated her, but a man can have fucking, he can impregnate 12 women a day if he wants.
It's called biology.
Why are we regulated but men not? Make that make sense, because it's the patriarchy that's put in play.
Let me ask you this. Is a man solely responsible for getting a woman pregnant, or does it take two people? It takes two people. So why is the man solely held accountable and not the woman for also inviting the man to...
You see, she rolled her eyes when her logic, her female logic, got challenged. Women can't stand being held to the fire when it comes to making sense. It pisses them off. Just agree with me because I'm a cute girl.
Have sex
because
women
so
choose...
So the man is held
women
accountable
choose,
because he has
women
to pay...
Women they have sex
because
with.
He has to pay for producing a life, but the woman who spends her entire life now dedicated to building the life of that kid, so he can't take some dollars out of her account, but her life changes because she has a kid?
What?
That doesn't make sense.
Can you name any men's issues?
They don't have issues.
I would say sexual abuse.
Domestic abuse.
I'm 27 and I'm a mom to 6 children. I feel sorry for any guy who's going to continue to read after this, but I'm just reading it for my channel. But in real life, if you read after this, I feel sorry for you, who currently don't stay with me. I'm looking for a guy that I can trust, has children, would like children, has car, lives in, wherever. I'm looking for a long-term relationship, marriage. Guy has to be age 18 or over, and accept the fact that I'm currently pregnant by my ex looking to get married. Are you serious? Like, sometimes I be thinking this stuff a joke, but it's probably real. I'm curious how many baby daddies she got. 6 children and she... pregnant right now, on a dating app. I mean, it ain't much to say other than she's despicable. But I can't really feel that sorry for a guy who gonna go for this. Because how dumb can you be? And first commenter says, man, this one is a hot mess and probably has persistent drug or alcohol issues. How bad a mother must be to lose custody of 6 fucking children with another one in the hopper? I mean, exactly. It's hard for a woman to lose custody of kids. She really gotta be a effed up individual. Maybe she needs to look into marrying the father of her unborn child. Call me old-fashioned. Woman regrets turning down nice guys after dating bad boys and getting older, suggesting that men she rejected are now either married, dating, or no longer interested. Yeah, exactly. Let's hear her out.
Y'all know some of y'all women be like, I don't like no nice guy. I don't like no nice guy. They too weak. Woo, 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 woo. Y'all say that shit now. Y'all say that motherfucking shit now. But baby, after you done got your ass whooped and gone through all type of shit with these bogus ass motherfucking men, baby, you gonna wish you had a motherfucking nice guy. You chasing after these bad boys and all that toxic shit? No, about time you get to my age, baby, you gonna wish you had a nice guy, because... Baby, I'm trying to tell you, don't turn no man down because he's a nice guy. That's what you need. It ain't always what the fuck you want. It's what you need. My mama used to say, get a man that's gonna love you way more than you love him. And those are facts. And that is on Betty Boop, okay? But whoop-de-doo.
What the hell is she talking about? Betty Boop to doop-de-doop, whoop-whoop-whoop. These women, man... Man, these women, they just show how goofy they are when they talk. But no, ladies, don't take that advice. It actually should be the other way around. Fellas, get with a woman who loves you way more than you love her, so you can maintain your manhood, maintain your masculinity. Once men fall in love and all that stuff, their manhood go out the window. And in order for a relationship to work with a man and a woman, that man gotta maintain his masculine identity and keep shit in check. When you in love, you ain't gonna keep shit in check because you just want to make her happy. So yeah, get with a woman who love you more than you love her, because then you could keep thinking clearly and handling her the way she need to be handled. Let's check out this comment. While she might sound like she gets it, notice carefully what she says and how she expresses it. While this woman might not be looking for a nice guy to string along like a friend zone Fiona, she is not looking for an equal partner either. She is looking for someone who would cherish her and adore her. Her quoting her mother's words, "Get yourself a man who will love you more than you love him," is indicative of this. But yeah, fellas, you shouldn't be looking for an equal partner. You're looking for a woman to submit and take leadership from you. That equal partnership is a myth. You either run in a relationship or she run in a relationship, period. Okay, one more. Woman says she's still single as men are too threatened to date her. Here we go with the intimidation shit. They're intimidated. A woman claims she is still single because men are too intimidated by her. Jenna Hocking from Australia believes men don't like women who are career driven and successful. We don't give a damn about your career. 90% of men want the same thing from women. Be feminine, nurturing, caring, submissive, supportive, easy to get along with, agreeable, period. We don't care if you work at McDonald's, if you a CEO, if you a judge. I mean, it don't matter. If you don't got a job, you're looking for a job, we don't care. As long as you have those base characteristics that we've been liking since caveman days, we good. Nobody's threatened by you. We just don't like you. And anytime a woman got to go in the media and talk about her dating life, she's done. There's rarely anything salvageable about this woman.
A husband who gets divorced from his wife, it seems like men don't have any rights. They have no rights when it comes to children. And keeping the children, the women get the benefit of the doubt, which is wrong. Equal justice. Justice needs to be blind. But I think in the courts and in every aspect of life, women get the benefit of the doubt. The blessings, they get the open doors. Men have to fight through the fire just to even get their kids.
WNBA, WNBA pay. As compared to, like, men's.
Okay, buddy. I'm not going to make fun of him. He seems a little mentally, you know, not all there. So, you know, don't make fun of him for being dumb, guys.
Basketball. You're talking about, like, the gender pay gap, right?
Yep.
Okay. Can you name any men's issues?
I would say, like, men's issues, toxicity, I don't know, like, I have no clue.
Okay, why do you think so many more people know?
People's brains are so conditioned to not have sympathy or empathy for anything that a man goes through, they can't even think of a downside to being a man. To a lot of women, unless that man is doing something for them, he's not human, he doesn't exist. And men don't care about other men, like, fuck him, he's my competition. It's hard being a man in society, nobody gives a damn about you.
Know about women's issues more than they know about men's issues.
Cause I don't know. I feel like there's more females in the world than there are men. They're more talked about, more thought about.
Let me just leave you with this, okay? Here are just some of the men's issues that I'll list off, okay?
All right.
Men happen to be the majority of suicide, the majority of homeless, the majority of workplace deaths. The family court system is biased against men. False paternity, false accusations, prison sentencing disparity, yes. Failure in education, health issues, and male abuse.
Yes.
Why do you think that so many people aren't aware of men's issues?
I think men don't stand up for themselves. If a man is a victim of domestic violence or domestic abuse, he's not going to report it to the police. And if you call the police, they'll arrest you more than likely than the woman. So men don't speak up. Men are taught to hide their emotions and suppress their emotions. And it's dangerous for men. It's dangerous for everybody, but...
Some men have insecurities.
Egos.
Their egos, their pride.
I would say mental health as well. Like, it's... Guys are... Men are definitely less likely to admit or get help for mental issues, which is really sad.
Could it ever be possible for women to hold too much power in society?
No.
I mean, obviously, that doesn't make any sense because we know she feels like it's possible for men to hold too much power in society. But she don't care about logic. She care about girl power and saying what she wants to believe to be true. But she's an attractive woman, so I'm sure she hasn't had to use her brain too much in her existence.
Okay, so why is it possible for men to hold too much power in society?
Because I feel like everything is, like, shaped for them.
I honestly don't think men thought
this all the way through when they came up with this whole patriarchal society, because I mean, they want to run the world, but they will usually go home to women who more than likely were the backbone of everything that they were built on as a...
No, no, they weren't. We went out and did everything, built the world, came up with every technological advancement. We pretty much did everything. And she maybe cooked some food and rocked the baby back and forth. And I'm not saying that to diminish that, because we need someone to do that. God bless all those women. But we're not going to make it seem like, oh, if it wasn't for her, the man wouldn't have done what he did. Stop it.
A man. But their lack of wanting to give women that respect where we echo in hallways that we should have already, already echoed in. They built the society on that, not thinking that one day women will wake up and not want to play by their rules anymore. So, I mean, I feel like it's your just your comfort.
But the only reason you able to not live by our rules is because we allow you to not live by our rules. It's not like you could beat us in a war. Everything you have is pretty much because of us. Any empowerment that you have is because of us. It's not because you beat us in a war. Let me know what you guys think of all this. Join the Patreon to get all my content and the support and keep the movement moving. And I'll talk to you guys Tuesday, same time. And I hope the next time you hear from me, we both better people than we are today.